Good morning, gentlemen, and any ladies that may be listening. So we're going to be starting a new series now, which is the halachas of Bein Adam L'Chaveri, halachas of interpersonal relationships. It's known that there are different areas of mitzvahs in the Torah. Right, one of the areas of mitzvahs is Bein Adam L'Makom, yeah, between man and God. Right, you put on tzitzis. How does that help you with your interpersonal relationships? It doesn't. Yeah, when you put on tefillin, it doesn't help you treat people better. Yeah, but that is between you and God. Yeah, there's also another category of Bein Adam L'Atzmai, of working on yourself, developing yourself as well. This is through learning Torah. But a huge category and a very, very important category, and which makes up a very large portion of the mitzvahs in the Torah, are mitzvahs shebein adam lechaveri, mitzvahs between man and your fellow. We are here created in this world, walking in this planet with many other people, and without the necessary sensitivity to other people, it's very, very common that we get into trouble and we upset people and we get into fights. The natural dynamic of having two different people with two different personalities is that people get into fights, and there's going to be
friction.
Therefore, without any guidelines on how to navigate these relationships, that friction turns into a fight, and we see the world is full of many bitter people and rotten people, and
whether they intend to be or
whether
not.
They intend to or not, you know, everyone is right. This is also something which is a very, very important factor over here. Everyone is right. No one is wrong. Yeah, no one's wrong. Two people go into a Beis Din. Yeah, two people go to court. They're having a fight about something that happened in the business, right? They went into partnership, and this one claimed that he got the partnership of the business. That one claimed, no, it wasn't a done deal. Yeah, two people go into Beis Din. Do you think one of them's lying? Like actually lying through their teeth? So how can they be telling such different stories?
Because they're looking at things from a completely different viewpoint.
Exactly. Yeah, two people, two perspectives. Two Jews, three perspectives. Yeah, and three opinions. And different narrative of the event. The same event, you can have a different narrative. Right, he shook my hand, and it was, right, that was the agreement. No, absolutely, it wasn't the agreement. I was just shaking your hand to say good Shabbos. You know, they experience the same thing, but they experience it from a different perspective, and therefore, that's what a Beis Din is for, right? The Beis Din is to come along and say, well, you guys are having your argument. You are both right. You are both wrong, yeah, or you're both right in your own eyes, yeah. The Beis Din is here. The Dayan is here to come along and be that objective third party to actually say what's the actual truth, to read through, to cut through like a knife. To cut through their arguments and understand what actually is the MS over here. What's the truth over here?
Truth always exists.
Truth does always exist. Yes. Now, interesting. You should mention that there's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos which says, which speaks about ha'olam oimed al shloisha dvarim ha'olam kayim. On the three things, the world doesn't stand. That's in the first parak. This is, I think, in the second or third parak. The world is settled. Yeah, is kept standing. Yeah, this is talking about society, how society stands. And the Mishnah over there, Professor, do you remember what it says? What the three things are? Al hadin, v'al hashalom. No.
No.
Al Adin, Val Shalom, Val Ha'emes, I believe. I think these three things. Din, Shalom, and Emes. Din is judgment, justice. Yeah, Shalom, and peace, and Emes, and truth. Yeah, the commentaries infer from here.
But this is slog in Brandeis recites.
What do you say? This is Brandeis's. Okay, yeah, yeah. Where's your yarmulke?
No, this.
You have your yarmulke, but where's the?
There's something else.
Okay. That those are the things that it says. Din shalem and emes, right? Din shalem and emes. Some of the commentaries infer from here. Well, what do you mean? Din isn't din emes? No.
No, it doesn't say. No.
What, Brandeis doesn't say that, or the Mishnah doesn't say that?
No, Brandeis. It says emes, but
it says emes. Yeah.
I don't know how it comes out exactly in Hebrew, but I think it's emes. Even unto its innermost parts, or something.
Yeah.
I forget how you say that.
Something else, yeah. Some of the commentaries explain that din doesn't have to be MS. Yeah, din is separate from MS. There's din is one thing, and there's MS is another thing.
It's like the
justice! Right. Judgment! Justice, that should be MS.
Yeah.
The commentaries explain, not necessarily so. Sometimes you'll have din, which is an MS.
But you also don't want to drag someone into court because that's more friction.
Right, but sometimes you have to. Yeah, you have to. It's often very difficult to arbitrate and to find a pshara, to come up with a compromise, amongst yourself. But you can sometimes have din, which is not MS. What does that mean? Yeah, someone stole something, but you can't prove it. You know that he stole. You know that he stole. Halachically, we don't have the witnesses. Yeah, a murderer. Guy murdered, but there weren't the witnesses. Or there were witnesses, but they were possible. They were nullified because they were an uncle and his nephew. Yeah?
Justice, if there is no...
Yeah, it's possible not to have...
No thief.
Right. So it doesn't necessarily mean that it's always going to be MS, right?
Even somebody stole,
but just having the objective third party to be able to, right, as we say in the morning, shnei ksuvim hamachishim zeh, right? Two psukim, two verses that contradict each other. Ad sheyovei akosav ashlishiv yachriyim beneim, till you have the third party, that third outside objective influence to come along and decide between them. Okay, so this is the complication of interpersonal relationships. Very, very complicated, right? You have two people that are fighting. Yeah, who's right and who's wrong? The truth is, they're both wrong. Who started the fight? Well, he says no. He started it because he was the one that wound me up. No, you were the one that started it because you responded to him winding you up. Right? They're both wrong. They're both wrong. But without these sensitivities and without an awareness of these halachas, it leads to a extreme level of friction. And as we say, it takes two people to start a fight. Yeah, they both have to be involved in the fight, engage in the fight, but it only takes one to end the fight. Yeah, so if you are the one who knows the halachas and you are the one who has the awareness of these sensitivities and the extremely sensitive and extreme knowledge and wisdom of the Torah, of how to the Torah's way of understanding people and understanding people's natures. If you know these halachas, then you'll be set up for success in interpersonal relationships. And this comes with everything, in business, at work, and
but
among friends, and shalom bayis at home, between a husband and wife.
But there is kind of question of relationship. If there is galacha to make clear what should be between two people fighting, for example, or something like that, it doesn't make difference if one of them is not Jewish?
No, it shouldn't make it.
Most of this ethical question is not related to who is who?
We'll see that some of these halachas are specifically speaking about, for example, ve'ahavta l'reacha kamecha, you should love your friend as yourself. Chazal understand that whenever it's talking about Reacha or it's talking about Achicha, right? Reacha means your friend, Achicha is your brother. That's specifically talking about someone who is Shomer Torah Mitzvahs, who keeps the Torah and the Mitzvahs, right? And not about other people. There are other halachas which apply across the board, but we'll see exactly why. For example, the first halacha that we're going to go into now is going to be judging people favorably, right? When we're talking about judging people favorably, but tzedek tishpot amisecha, it says with fairness you should judge your amisecha, right? Your people. This is specifically talking about people who are religious, right? And we'll see when we get into some of the details that actually when we're talking about people who are not religious, who are not necessarily scrupulous with their own actions, there's no mitzvah of judging them fairly.
What? Why not?
We'll see why. We'll get on to why. Okay, there's a very, 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 very logical, obvious reason, right? Why you're not going to go ahead and judge someone favorably if they are known to to not be a favorable person.
But you mean it's for Jewish court?
But all of these halachas are mitzvahs, right? These halachas are mitzvahs, and they most of them come out specifically between us as a nation. However, if you work on these tools, right, and you integrate them in yourself, you'll display them and you'll exercise them and you'll practice them with your relationships with non-Jews as well. These are all beneficial things. But in terms of the actual mitzvah itself, to judge favorably, that's going to be for just a Jew. If you judged a non-Jew favorably, you didn't necessarily get the mitzvah of b'tzedek tishpot amisecha. However, it's a wonderful thing, and you developed yourself, right? And as a character, developing your character, that is going to advance you, and that itself is a mitzvah as well.
But it means if two different people, one is a religious man, is another not, justice different?
It's favorable. What is different?
Justice.
Justice.
No, favorable. It means he is.
Yeah, we'll see why. We'll see why. We'll cover all of this and explain exactly why it is.
I believe in a civil court. It's never happened. It should be.
A civil court. Who's judging favorably? Guilty until proven innocent.
Nobody.
Okay. So let's go ahead. I'm afraid. I apologize. I didn't have the time to write out sources. I do intend for future weeks. I'm going to have source sheets for all of us to be able to look at them inside. At the moment, unfortunately, I only have my own book here to work from. So you'll have to try and.
That's excellent.
Concentrate as you are. If you want to have just a piece of paper in front of you, Professor, because that's what you normally have anyway, without looking at it.
I prefer focus.
Okay. All right.
Thank you. Barry told a story that might be relevant. I think it was Barry who told me one of the little stories. It's a very brief story. Back when he was in the service in Turkey years ago, he went into a courtroom and the first... The plaintiff, or whatever they call them, presented his case, and the judge, without listening to the second man, he said, "You're right." Didn't even listen to the second man. And then the second man said, "Hey, wait, I have something to say." "Okay, what do you have to say?" Presented his argument. The judge looked at him and said, "You're right." The bailiff came over and said, "You can't do that." Bailiff was smart, might have been Jewish. "Did you tell me that story?" So he said to the bailiff, "You're right." That's a little story.
You're right too, yeah.
That's a story. I didn't
tell you that story.
You didn't tell me that story?
No, I did not tell. I've heard it, but I did not tell you that story.
No, but this is a kind of joke, a very old joke.
No. Okay. Usually if I have a good story.
Anyway, yeah, good. Thank you for sharing the story. Yeah. Nice. Okay, I will share with you a story. Okay, imagine someone came to your house, and this person was going to be sleeping by you, staying with you for a few days, and they have a very busy schedule. They're out all day, and then when they come home at night, late at night, like 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock at night, then they are up for another few hours, yeah, playing on their computer. And eventually at 3 o'clock in the morning, or 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning, they go to sleep. And they're making phone calls and everything before that. And then, back up again at 6:30, 6:40, 7 o'clock, they're getting up again in the morning, a few hours later. Brilliant. And they're gone the entire day and come back again. Yeah, what would you think?
Very busy person.
So what's the question?
He has so much on him, he has to work that many hours.
Working?
Well,
is he working?
Well, he's got the computer, obviously. He's transacting the remaining business that he couldn't do together with his comrades.
Or playing games, probably?
No, but
watching movies?
No, he's not doing that. He's doing his work.
No, but
he has to finish the day's work before he goes. If he's going to be up at 6 in the morning, he's only going to get a few hours sleep. The guy who's going to watch movies and play games all night, he's going to sleep half the day afterward. He's not going to get up early in the morning.
No, this all day's computer is always working. Now his computer is gaming.
Now he's gaming. You think he's gaming?
No, but in my life, this was completely the same what I did. This need to sleep, after they go to work, after that. This is because, no, but computers right. Means working. But
okay.
In this case,
it's mean, not necessarily. No, okay, no, let me tell you, this story happened to me. In fact, I was a protagonist of this story. When I was in Israel, I had...
Well, you have to translate protagonist into English. Seriously.
As opposed to antagonist.
What's a protagonist?
I guess I was the antagonist then.
A protagonist is someone who's you're basically telling a story, and you're the active person.
Okay, so you were the active.
Yeah, I was
person.
The and the antagonist
was unrelated. That's
okay. So I was a protagonist when I was in Israel just now. I had a busy schedule. I was out the entire day. I was learning. It was a learning vacation. And they took us around everywhere, and there was a full schedule. I wouldn't get home until 11 o'clock at night. And then, in the night, I had to do fundraising, because we ran a fundraising campaign just the days that I was away in Israel. And so, seeing as the hours in Israel, like American hours, just at 11 o'clock, that's like prime time, when people are just getting out of work, 4, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock. So I had to make phone calls, and I had to do my fundraising during the night. And I was up the whole way through the night, and going to bed at 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock. I don't know where I got the koyach from. Somehow I was able to get up every morning for shacharis at 6:40. It was crazy. I really don't know where it came from. The day that I left, I went up to the balas habayis, to the lady of the house, and I said, "Thank you very much for having me. I apologize if I disturb you. You know, if I was disturbing you during the night, that I was up in the night doing fundraising." But I apologize if I disturbed you. She said to me, "Thank you so much for telling me what you were doing." She said, "I really, really apologize. I'm so sorry. But I didn't judge you favorably." I thought, goodness, who is this guy? This guy doesn't go to sleep. Like, he doesn't have any order in his day. Like, maybe because his wife isn't here to tell him to go to sleep. Like, goodness knows. Like, what would I do if he wasn't already married? If he was on Shidduchim, what would I say? What would I say to the Shadchan about this guy? He must be playing games. He must be, goodness knows what he's doing all night. Okay. So I told her, okay, that's fine. I accept your apology. Just make sure you tell the story over next time you give a class on Betzedek Tishpoit HaMisecha. Next time you give a class on judging people favorably, make sure you tell this story. Okay, this is a classic example, a classic story, a classic case where there would be a mitzvah, midiraisa, a Torah mitzvah of Betzedek Tishpoit HaMisecha, of judging favorably. Okay, the Torah says, Lo yisasu avil b'mishpat. Do not commit a distortion of justice. Leisisa Panedal, do not raise up the face of the poor, of the downtrodden, Veleisedar Panegodal, and do not honor the great person, but Tzedek Tishpoit Hamisecha, with righteousness you should judge your friend, your fellow. Okay, this is the mitzvah of Tzedek Tishpoit Hamisecha, judging
sometimes
favorably.
It's very difficult to do that.
Okay, we'll come on to these cases. Okay, now, how, if you're going to interpret, understand this pasuk, this verse over here, right? Who are we talking to, right? Based on this verse, based on the pasuk, who are we talking to? Again, it says, let's think, removing whatever we understand about Betzedek Tishpoit Hamisecha away. Who are we talking to? Do not commit a distortion of justice, right? Who is this? A court, right? Don't favor the poor or honor the great. But Tzedek Tishpoit Hamisecha, you should judge people righteously, with righteousness. Who are we talking to?
What does it mean? We're talking about a person?
Are we talking to you?
Where specifically are you taking that from?
No, but this is...
This is a pasuk in Vayikra, Perek Yotes, pasuk Tes Vav, where it speaks about the halachas of a dayan, on Beis Din. Yeah, a dayan is a judge in the court. And what does this verse say? Don't commit an injustice. Yeah, don't raise up the face of the poor and honor the great people, the mighty people. Judge people with righteousness. Who are we talking to? We're talking to the Beis Din. Yeah? We're talking to the court. We're talking to a dayan. Yeah, that seems pretty clear from this verse. Yeah? Agreed?
The context
is we're talking about a Beis Din.
Because it could have been anything. It could have been talking to everybody.
Yep. Okay. Now, the Gemara in Shavuos, when discussing this pasuk, says like this, Tana Rabbanan, it was taught in a Braisa, but Tzedek Tishpoit Hamisecha, you should judge people favorably. What does this mean? Shelo yehei echad yoshev ve'echad oimed. You shouldn't have one person standing, sitting and one person standing. Echad medaber kol tzorchi ve'echad oimed lo yikatsar kedvarecha. Yeah, one person, you're going to say out everything, you know, take as much time as you need to tell out the whole story, and one of them say, nope, keep it brief. Yeah, it's not fair. Right, but Tzedek Tishpoit Hamisecha, when you are judging people in the Beis Din, you have to judge them righteously. Yeah, do not create a situation where one of them is at a disadvantage, or one of them is at an advantage. You have to judge people favorably. Don't say to one of them as they walk in, you're right.
That's too pushy.
No, because you're giving that guy an advantage.
Favorably, what does it mean favorably in this case? It means both the same or one is favorably or another?
No. Now we're not saying favorably. The translation is Betzedek Tishpoit Hamisecha. Tzedek means tzadik. Right, so tzodek means correct, right. You should judge them rightly. When you are a dayan on the Beis Din, you should judge them correctly. Judge them righteously, right? Do it in the right way, which means that each of them should have equal opportunity for presenting their cases.
Doesn't make a difference who is one.
One guy's poor, one guy's rich. One guy looks like he's a dodgy. You know, he looks like a bit of a, you know, of a thief. And the other one looks like a.
And that's a king.
Yeah, one's a king, and the other one is a thing. No, but Tzedek Tishpoit Hamisecha. One shouldn't be standing. One shouldn't be sitting. They should all be able to say out whatever they have to say. That is how the Gemara understands the pasuk. But Tzedek Tishpoit Hamisecha. We're talking to a dayan.
Judge should be close the eyes. It's a simple judgment.
Yep, exactly. Okay, therefore, based on this Gemara, we're talking only to a dayan.
Why only?
According to this, that's how the Gemara says. The Gemara says, what does Tzedek Tishpoit Hamisecha mean? It means the one shouldn't be standing while the other one is sitting. That's what it means. Says the Gemara, Professor, Dovar Acher, another meaning, another interpretation. But Tzedek Tishbo Tamisecha, with righteousness you should judge your friend. Have a dan es chaveri lekafskos. You should judge your friend for the side of merit. Okay, amisecha means your fellow, your friend, right? What does this mean according to the second interpretation? But tzedek tishpoit amisecha means have a dan es chaveru lekafskos. You should judge your friend, your fellow, to the side of merit.
But who is friend?
Judge them favorably.
Any fellow,
anyone? Your fellow.
Not your friend.
Your fellow.
It means everybody.
Yeah.
Because anybody before.
We'll see. Good. You're good. You're already asking a question. What does chaveiro mean? Chaveiro means friend or fellow. Okay. We'll hold that question.
Our comrade. Okay.
Your comrade. Yes. You have to judge him. What does it mean? We'll come on to that.
It's from the same word as people, so it's more like fellow than friend.
Okay, good. Tani Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef taught, but tzedek tishpoit amisecha, with righteousness you should judge your amitecha, your fellow. What does this mean? Amitecha, right? This is an interesting word. Right? And amitecha doesn't actually, what does it mean? Says Rav Yosef, am she'itcha b'tayra u'b'mitzvahs. Amitecha means am she'itcha. Amitecha is a, how do you call it? In Hebrew, the word is a notrikon. Right?
A secretary.
No.
No, that's not Hebrew.
No. Notrikon is when you have a word which is made up of two words or three words pushed together.
A contraction?
A contraction of words, an abbreviation.
No, that's contraction.
Contraction of words, right? Am she'itcha. Amitecha, am she'itcha. This is what it means. The am she'itcha means the nation that is with you. What does it mean, the with you? They are with you in Torah and mitzvahs. When it says amitecha, according to Rav Yosef, it means it's specifically talking about am she'itcha b'Torah and mitzvahs. The nation of people that are with you in Torah and mitzvahs. Hishtadel ladunoi yafe. You should try to judge him nicely. Yafa. Nicely. You should judge him nicely. Okay, and the Gemara goes on. Rav Ula Breda Rav Eloi. Rav Ula, the son of Rav Eloi, Havale Dina Kame de Rav Nachman. He had a judgment, a din Torah, in front of Rav Nachman. Sholach Le Rav Yosef. Yeah, I'll read this in English. The Gemara cites a related incident concerning judging properly. Rav Ula, the son of Eli, was party to a lawsuit that was to be tried before Rav Nachman. Rav Yosef sent the following message to Rav Nachman. Ula, our colleague, is a fellow in knowledge of Torah and observance of mitzvahs. Yeah, he said, oh, by the way, this guy over here, he's Amitecha. He is a friend. Rav Nachman said, why did Rav Yosef send me this message? Does he want me to flatter Ula? He's trying to tell me like Ula is this, big special person. Later he said, rather he realized, he wants me to try Ula's case first. Or else he wants me to know this information in case the final decision is left to the judge's discretion, in which case Ula should be preferred.
He wanted you to disqualify yourself and send him to Rabbi Yosef, that's what he wanted.
All right. Okay, we bring the Rashi over here. It's quite a complicated case there. I mean, I'm not fluent in that case there. I could explain it clearly right now. Okay, but what we see from this Gemara is that we had the initial interpretation, based on the context of the pasuk, context of the verse that is talking about Dayanim, right? A judge in the Beis Din, he has to judge favorably, he has to judge rightly, correctly, right, and do things in a righteous, in a proper way. Okay, then we saw, actually, this has another interpretation, that Tzedek Tish Bo Yitam Yisachar is talking about, is not just talking about to a Dayan, it's talking to every single person. It's talking to all of us, everyone. Even if you're not a Dayan, you still have this mitzvah, but Tzedek Tish Bo Yitam Yisachar, judging people righteously, which means, have a Danes Chavela Kafskos, you should judge them for the side of favor, the side of merit. And then we have Rav Yosef, who says that who is this talking about? It's talking about Amitecha. Right? Amitecha means Am She'itcha B'Torah Mitzvahs, a nation, a people who is with you in Torah Mitzvahs.
But what is the same word judge for court, judge? For me, it's different things.
What do you mean?
No, but if Dean make a judge, it means he makes decision what to do. But if I make some, what
action? Oh, okay, good. You mean what's the practical application of judging favorably? Because you're not going to be deciding, well, this guy's going to get lashes, or that guy has to pay the money. What's the practical application?
In this identity, jurisdiction.
Jurisdiction.
But in the case of other people, it's kind of more ethic.
More, for sure. It would have to be.
There is no any punishment.
It would have to. Yeah, for sure. If you're outside of the Beis Din, then we're not talking about any practical legal application. Right, we're obviously talking about an ethical application.
But what your case with Israel is, this is what how woman should judge your behavior.
That's an ethical, right?
Ethical,
that's an ethical difference.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, every day, usually twice a day, I forgot this morning, I open this can. And who's ever around can see me do it. I take out whatever bowls are inside.
What are your pockets?
See? I don't know who thinks I put it in my pocket and who thinks I put it away in the shul coffers, in the shul treasury.
No,
but
old
if
people
you judge me favorably, then you say...
Well, are you the treasurer of the shul?
No.
I don't really have that title.
He's a volunteer.
I don't really know why I'm doing this.
Mm-hmm.
I find if I don't do it, that thing fills up and there's no room in it. So I've been doing it for a couple of years. No one has told me to stop.
Because nobody cares about.
So if you judge me favorably, you think I put it in the shul treasury, and if you think judge me unfavorably, you think.
No, this is different thing, because this is what's not favorable or not favorable. I believe it's trust or not.
I think this is it. It's a good example.
I'm not sure.
Okay, so we can have a look at the Rambam. The Rambam, when he brings down this mitzvah of Besedek Tishbo Yitam Yisachar, he says like this. What is this mitzvah? He shatziva l'kol hadayonim l'hashvois bein ba'alei dinim sheyiyah nishma kol echad mehem im oirech devarav oikatsuram. The mitzvah is that Hashem has commanded every judge, right, an Beis Din, to equally judge between litigants.
Who? Litigants.
Litigants.
Okay.
American English.
And that each one of them should be heard well. Yeah, all of their words, their short words, their long words, whatever they have to testify. And Hashem said, you should judge them righteously. And the commentary of the Sifri, that's the Medrash, says Shalo yehei echad medaber kol tarchei ve'echad oive kol loy katzari tvarecho v'zu achaz me'akavone shekoyle leleya matzivay hazeh. In the Medrash it says you shouldn't say one of them should say everything they need to say, one of them shorten it. This is what this means. Okay. Uba gam kein shekol ish. And the Rambam says this pasuk, b'tzedek tishbo'it amisecha, also comes to include that every person, shekol ish, every person, mitzuva lodun din toira, every person, every individual should also, is also commanded to judge a din Torah. A din Torah means a legal case when they know the sides of the argument between two people. Okay, so the Rambam says this actually extends not just to a dayan, to a judge on the beis din. This is for everyone. Everyone is also has the opportunity, possibility, sometimes they could be in the place of the dayan, right? If you are the third party, you've got a partnership between three people in a business, and there's two people, two of the partners are having an argument about having a din Torah, right? About who owns that part and how this property is going to be divided. You, as a third party that knows, that is privy to understanding both of the cases, you have a mitzvah to arbitrate.
What's mean arbitrate?
Is that a right word, Mr. Steinberg?
He's still alive.
It's okay. You have a mitzvah to, is that the right word, to arbitrate?
Yeah.
To decide, to help them work it out.
That means she, if there is...
Not necessarily that you're going to be the one saying, you are right and you are wrong, right? That's not going to, right? He's not going to listen to you necessarily. You get lashes and you... No, that's not, right? But we're saying a din Torah, when we've got a monetary, a law, a legal thing that's coming up, and you are privy to understanding the cases, and you're in a situation, a position that they would listen to you, right? Then you have a mitzvah to help them come to some sort of agreement, to help them come to an understanding, and to arbitrate between these two litigants.
So it's possible that someone's right and the other one's righter.
Yep.
No, but what's mitzvah? If I have to...
You have a mitzvah. That's a mitzvah of Betzedek Tishbo'it Amisecha. It's not just to a dayan, it's also to our kadi.
It means to go to the court to help to solve this case.
Could be that you're going to a court as a witness.
What is another case?
Could be that you're privy to this situation. You see people are having an argument, right? You should help them. You should arbitrate that argument, and you should help them come to some sort of agreement.
That's
what a dayan does. What does a dayan do? A dayan helps people come to an agreement. By the way, the job of a dayan, lechatchila. The ideal job of a dayan is that he should help the two parties come to an agreement. Okay, before a dayan giving psak, right? A psak is a decision. A dayan has to first help them come to a pshara. A pshara means an agreement or a compromise.
But this is a bit sick. This is
stupid. That's what a dayan is supposed to do.
Yes, but
Bidi Eved, if they're unable to help them come to that after the fact, okay, they'll have to give a psak.
But people approach to court by his own will. They want somebody's soul. But if my mitzvah to help two people talking, maybe they don't want it. How to make my mitzvah?
So then you've got to use chachma to try and get them to hear. You've got to be smart. You've got to be smart to try and help them. Aaron HaKohen, right? Aaron was Oyev Shalem, V'Roidev Shalem, he loved Shalem, he chased after Shalem. And yeah, and as the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, we're told, Chazal tells us, what does that mean? It means that he would try to help people who are quarreling, he would try to get them to make up. How would he do it? They're not interested. They're in the middle of a fight. He'd go up to one of them and say, oh, you know that guy wants to apologize to you. He'd go to the other one and say, you know that guy wants to apologize to me? Oh, right, because I'm right, right? So he wants to apologize to me. He's recognized that he's wrong. Yeah, okay. And then they were willing to come and meet together. Then they're like, one second, you don't want to, right? And he forged, yeah, in a sneaky way, forged that peace between them. Yeah, so you have to use chachma. But if you're in that position where you're able to help people come to a state of peace, then you have a mitzvah.
Kissinger diplomacy.
But it's called.
Do you know what Kissinger?
Kissinger.
He was. Yeah. During the what time Nixon?
Kissinger was, diplomacy.
Yeah. He talked with one party.
Uh-huh.
After they go to another party.
Yeah. And you have a mitzvah, Shene'emar, but Tzedek Tishpei Tamisecha. According to the Rambam, the mitzvah is not just for a Dayan, it's for everyone to judge. To judge with practical ramifications, legal cases. Okay?
Good. That means there's still not to go to the court after you. If you help somebody, maybe.
Uvabior. Amru echal don is chaveray devar Torah shenema b'tzedek tishbei tamisecha, and to understand this mitzvah, because the pasuk says b'tzedek tishbei tamisecha, you should judge your friend favorably, or you should judge your friend righteously. You, not tishbetu, right? You guys, right? As the dayanim, as the court system. Right, it's talking very personally. It's talking in the second person. You should judge him righteously. That's everyone. That's not just a dayan, not the dayanim. It's not the Jew. It's not the court system. It's you, right? And that's how the Rambam, based on the Gemara, says that this is talking about an individual mitzvah to judge legal cases. Okay.
Righteously or favorably?
Righteously, righteously.
But righteously, supposed to know should know any law. How everybody can be righteously? It means
you have a mitzvah to judge. That's it. You have a mitzvah to judge.
Okay.
Okay. And then finally, the Rambam finishes off. Uvichlalom, and included also, right? So this is already the third interpretation. The tzedek tishbei tamisecha means judges in a court system. It means you as a personal mitzvah of judging legal, and also included in this mitzvah, sheyischayev sheyodun es chaveru lekafschos, that you are obligated to judge your friend to the side of merit, as we translate, to judge favorably, v'lo yeforish maisov u'devarov ela latov, and that you should not interpret his actions or his words only for the good. You should interpret your friends' actions and their words, latov, for good.
Well, that puts an obligation on the person who's about to be judged by his fellow. I'll give you a perfect example. When I just took the money from the can, I could have put it in my pocket with the intention of putting it in the Shul treasury later, but now it's nice and secure. But that might entice one of my fellows to think, but I'm taking it for myself.
Yeah, so that's a different good. So from your perspective, there's a mitzvah of ve'yisim nekiyim me'Hashem. You should be clean from Hashem and me'Adam and from people, which means that you should make sure that you're not putting yourself in the
putting the other person in a position where they're going to think badly of me.
Yeah, putting yourself in the position where other people could be suspicious of you.
No, but this
right?
Is
for example, a classic case where this comes out, a lot of people have this practice, right? For example, if you made a bracha and you had a drink of water, you know, in the kitchen, and then you come with a nice full cup of water to the, you know, to the table, you start drinking without making a bracha, right? Oh, who is this rabbi? He doesn't make brachas before he drinks. No, so the correct thing to do then would be to say, I already made a bracha in the kitchen. And then
but
you can drink.
But never to bring a full cup.
You should say people.
That is one, that's one's own, that's the person themselves. The person themselves has a mitzvah of, there's a mitzvah of maris ayin, which means the way things appear, the way things look. Right, if you're doing something which can be misconstrued as being a bad thing, then you've got an obligation to keep yourself clean. Yeah, to make sure that people are not going to be looking at you, looking you in a bad light. But that's your mitzvah. This now is talking about our mitzvah looking at you. Right? Our mitzvah looking at you, we have to look at your actions. Right? You have to look at other person's actions and other person's words as being good.
Favorable.
This is now seeing finally seeing this understanding, this idea of Betzedek Tishpoit HaMisecho as not being judging, as not being judging righteously, as not being a court. But now we're seeing already this is actually for everyone to judge favorably. This translation of judging favorably. Now we'll finish off with the Sefer HaChinuch. Okay, the Sefer HaChinuch says brings down this mitzvah of Betzedek Tishpoit HaMisecho. Okay. And he explains the shoresh, the reason behind this mitzvah. He says, shoresh ha-mitzvah niglahu. This, the root of this mitzvah, the reason, the taste of the reason for this mitzvah is we're aware of, it's revealed. Ki b'hashvoyos ha-dayan yisyashiv olam. Because when judges are acting properly, yeah, then society is going to be working properly. Yeah, if there's corruption in the court system, then society is not going to work very well. But if one of them is afraid of the judge, because you know judge isn't judging him fairly, then he's going to be afraid. He's not going to say everything that he has to say. And then the judgment is going to come out crooked. Yeah, because one guy's going to be, you know, afraid, and he's not going to be heard properly, and it's going to come out crooked. And the mitzvah that we have, for a wise person to judge a din Torah, is for an upstanding, straight person, an honest person, to judge between the two the people. Shezeu bichlal ha-mitzvah k'maykein. That's part of the mitzvah. Yeah, the Sefer HaChinuch says, part of the mitzvah of Betzedek Tishpoit HaMisecho is that you have to appoint a dayan who is righteous. A dayan who is not going to be crooked. Yeah, part of the mitzvah. Gam bezeh tayales, yechacham vehayosha yodin din emes, ve'im hu yodea lo yiritza lishpoit, yishpoitu m'shar b'nei odom. Okay. Gam b'mesha amarnu, Shakol Odom Chayev Lodon Chavir Lekafskos. That's that first understanding. Betzedek Tishpoit HaMisecho for a dayan. Now, Betzedek Tishpoit HaMisecho judging favorably. Shehu Bichlal HaMitzvah. This is included in the mitzvah. The Sefer HaChinuch also, like the Rambam says, part of the mitzvah of Betzedek Tishpoit HaMisecho is that we should judge people favorably. Yesiba Liyos Bein Anoshim Shalom Vereus. The reason for this mitzvah is that there should be shalom, peace, and friendship between people. V'nimtza she'ika kol kavanis ha-mitzvah. And it comes out that the main intention of the mitzvah is l'hoyil b'yishuv b'nei odom im yosha hadin, is that people should be able to live together in harmony. V'loseis b'neim shalom im silok ha-chashad ish b'ish. They should people live with peace, removing all contempt and suspicion between people, right? Because I'm not suspecting that you're, you know, out to get me, and you're a bad person, and you did that because I've got a mitzvah, Betzedek Tishpoit HaMisecho. That removes all suspicion. I'm not suspicious of you. You're a great person. Yeah, whatever you did, I've got to judge that favorably. Mitzvah zu b'chol mokim u'b'chol zman b'zecharim. And this mitzvah applies any time and any place with men and women, and we all have this mitzvah of judging people favorably. Okay, now so that's where we are right now. Where next week? Next week we're going to see, right? So let's just as an example now, to present this question. Okay, so we have this mitzvah of Betzadik Tishmei Tamisecha. We have to judge favorably. Now, let's say you got a guy who's a homeless guy. Yeah. Now, professor, when professor comes along and takes the money, yeah, out of the pushka, and you know puts it on the table, yeah, with you know sometimes with like a cup on top of it or something, you know, something like that. And that, yeah, we're not judging him. Like, there's not really much room to judge him unfavorably. Okay, imagine there will be a guy who walks in off the street. Yeah, a Jewish guy, from guy, looks like a bit of a down and out. Yeah, and he walks in off the street. And he walks up to the pushka, he opens it up, he takes out the money, and he puts it in his pocket, and he walks out.
Unknown?
Unknown, we don't know.
What we should do?
He saved us the trouble.
Betzedek tishbei tamisecha!
It's allowed to...
No, betzedek tishbei tamisecha!
It allowed to say, may you need more?
Hmm?
But if he... This is a different approach, maybe you need money. This is fine. May I ask him?
Tzedek tishbei tamisecha.
But nobody doubts he.
No one doubts he's stealing.
Maybe it's not stealing.
Well, you can't doubt that he's stealing. Maybe it's not.
Maybe not.
Do you have a mitzvah of tzedek tishbei tamisecha?
Probably not.
Let's say a guy that you know. Let's say there's a sign up in the shul. Yeah. A sign up in all the shuls around the Boston area. This guy steals money from pushkas. Well, and this guy walks into the street, into the shul, and he goes along, opens up the pushka, and takes money.
Okay.
You have to judge him favorably?
Probably not.
But said, what do you mean? The Torah says, but said,
he's not
a mitzvah.
In any statement, there is a limit.
Okay. So we are going to see, next week, we're going to see exactly where that limit is, okay? And we're going to see that us, as a nation of the Jewish people, are not commanded to be idiots. Yeah, we are not fools. We're not going to be taken as fools. But we're going to see exactly how far this mitzvah of Betzedek Tishbei Tamisecha reaches, and who it reaches to, and where and when, and which situations and scenarios we're going to have this mitzvah of Betzedek Tishbei Tamisecha. Yes.
Quincy,